Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For 33 years, our Next Guests organization has been recognizing our state's business leaders through their induction into the South Carolina Business Hall of Fame. This year's ceremony will be on March 16th in Columbia. And to tell us more is Rick Morgan. Rick is a partner with the McNair Law Firm and a board member with Junior Achievement of Greater South Carolina, the host organization for this event. Rick, welcome to the studio.
Mike, thanks.
Give us a little background on this event. 33 years now.
Really, it started with an idea back in 1984 with some of our business leaders and the then president exec thought that there should be a way to try to connect the mission statement of JA, which is to deal with our young people and connect them to the business leaders of the state. And we've been running it continuously since then as an organization.
And I understand this year, three new inductees. Tell us who is moving into the Hall of Fame.
This year, we're privileged to honor Mr. Emmett Davis of Greenwood, Mr. Pat McKinney of Charleston, and the late James N. Smith of Spartanburg. Each of our laureates in the selection process are looked at for what those individuals have done with their business, how they've dealt with it in an ethical way, with their employees and the communities that they live in. We look at their leadership qualities. We look at the respect that they hold, not only in the business, but their communities that they live in. And we look to identify people who have significant business achievements and show excellence in what they do.
Well, share with us a little bit more about each of this year's laureates.
Mr. Davis is with Davis & Floyd. It's an architectural firm in the upstate. He's one of the founding members. They have done wonderful work throughout the state and the southeast, but they are really a core to the Greenwood community. Mr. McKinney down in Charleston is an entrepreneur, business developer, very active in his community, probably the younger of the three inductees this year. And Mr. Smith, who is deceased, started a pharmaceutical company up in Spartanburg in the 40s, and it has grown to multiple business operations in the Spartanburg community. So each of them have a wonderful story and a wonderful legacy of what they've done to impact business in the area where they live and in their communities and how they deal with people.
Now, give us a few more details about the event itself. It's on March 16th, and where will it be?
It'll be held at the Marriott again this year. It'll be a black tie affair, as it has been for each of the 33 years that we've held the event. We believe that it is the premier business event in the state of South Carolina each and every year because we honor these business leaders. You know, we tie it to JA, and we look at the core mission of JA. We look at their pillars, financial literacy, workforce readiness, and entrepreneurship. And there's this wonderful synergy of the JA mission with what each of these individuals and all of our laureates have done. I think in terms of Rob Chapman, who a number of years ago was inducted, and I recall his speech being one that I had these takeaways with. He didn't talk about Rob Chapman. He talked about the associates, the employees, the mothers, fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers who had worked in the company that his family owned and operated. And it's in the textile industry, and that was a dying industry. And his management team refused to abandon those people in the Spartanburg community, and they saved that business. And he talked in great pride, not about what he did, but what about those people did to help save that business. So when we talk about excellence in business, community involvement, and if you took a look at each of the history of our 101 laureates, they tell you the same story.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today and visiting our studio.
Well, thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. And again, thank you on behalf of the whole JA team for having us here.
Rick Morgan is a board member with Junior Achievement of Greater South Carolina. He's also a partner with the McNair Law Firm. We will have a link to Junior Achievement and to the Business Hall of Fame websites posted at our webpage so you can learn more. The event is coming up on March 16th in Columbia, and our web address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.